They're number 14. Iran claims dramatic rise in world military power index. By Simon Kent on August 21, 2020. After a giddy 12 months that heralded a rise in domestic speedboat production, the enhanced ability to attack Mach wooden aircraft carriers and a failed missile test that resulted in the surprise martyrdom of 12 of its own sailors, Iran President Hassan Rouhani claimed Thursday the country has raced up global defense power rankings from number 23 to 14. Speaking in an online ceremony unveiling Iran's most recent defense achievements, President Rouhani said Iran is trying to achieve step-by-step progress in the defense industry that should leave all its enemies quivering in fear. President Rouhani added best practice production methods delivered enhanced Iranian radars that now give the Islamic Republic unmatched eavesdropping abilities and vision powers across the Middle East while domestic drones' vision has been improved. Defense Minister Brigadier General Amir Hatami went further just 2 days before. He warned of Iran's crushing response to any act of aggression as the Trump administration seeks to extend a UN-imposed arms embargo against the country. "We are monitoring the enemy carefully and can take measures to disable the enemy's anti-missile gear. And we say vehemently that our missiles can penetrate into their air defense systems," Hatami added, according to the domestic Tasnim news agency. Although no physical evidence was offered to back the claims of incredible advances in military engineering other than vision of two new missile varieties, previous attempts to boost the profile of domestic military achievements have led to ridicule. As Breitbart News reported, Iran announced in May it had exceeded all expectations in building 112 special new attack speedboats. Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, Commander Major General Hossein Salami used the moment of their unveiling to warn all foes in the Persian Gulf, including the U.S. Navy, the craft symbolize what will become a hell for the enemies of Iran and Islam. The new vessels are reported to be Zulfikar-class speedboats and Haydar-class and Miad-class vessels, according to Iran's Tasnim news agency. The outlet described the vessels as missile boats and fast attack craft. The outlet reiterated the IRGC's missile boat doctrine of mobility over defense and firepower. Earlier this month, the U.S. Navy taunted Iran's unmatched ability at building a target ship by taking to Instagram and showing a bogus American aircraft carrier with a bullseye on it. The Navy proclaimed in a meme, "Iran builds target ship," showing an aerial view of the fake vessel sitting alongside, unprotected and vulnerable with a bullseye, and adds across the bottom of the image, "They are experts at that." The post comes after Iran built the wooden replica of a U.S. Navy Nimitz-class carrier and had its paramilitary Revolutionary Guard fire missiles at it in the strategic Strait of Hormuz, as Breitbart News reported. The replica carried 16 mock-ups of fighter jets on its deck, according to the satellite photos taken by Maxar Technologies. The vessel appeared to be some 650 feet long and 160 feet wide. The mock vessel later sank as it was being towed back to port, blocking Iran's main naval base at Bandar Abbas. That was not the only disaster to befall Iran's navy this year. As Breitbart News reported, on May 19, sailors died and 15 others were left wounded after an Iranian naval support vessel was hit and sunk by a new surface-to-surface missile in a friendly fire incident later described as a bit of an accident by Iranian authorities. The sinking happened during an exercise in the Sea of Oman, near the Iranian port city of Jask, according to one Iran state media outlet that also confirmed the surprise martyrdom of the deceased crewman. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.